You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back. Today, we're talking about this, how to get to easy. That's right, how to get to easy. Now, you may be thinking, okay, it would be just as quick and just as easy to just go on over to Staples and get yourself an easy button. You know, wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy? Thought about it many times, but then you think, oh yeah, well, once you get the easy button, you start pushing it, it's going to wear out. And all of a sudden, then that's not so easy, right? The reality is this, there's no such thing as easy unless you're willing to go through hard. I'm going to say that again. There's no such thing as easy unless you're willing to go through hard. So, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, several weeks ago, I talked about climbing 9 flights of stairs in my home, in the condo that I live in. Remember I said that first time I did it, it was so unbelievably hard. I say unbelievably because I couldn't believe that, you know, I consider myself pretty fit, and I struggled going up those steps. Not so much in with my legs, even though they got a little tired, but I was completely out of breath. I could not believe it. So I was like, well, that's not going to work. So I made a decision that day. I made a decision to make hard easy. And that's how you do it, my dear. You make a decision to make hard easy. Now, several weeks into this, every single time I finish a workout, I don't care how tired I am, I take the steps. 9 flights of stairs, I take the steps. And I just finished a workout. I did 9 flights of stairs. And guess what? I was climbing those stairs tonight and I thought, hey, you know what? That's getting a lot easier. I wouldn't define this as hard anymore. And then I thought, wait a minute, this is kind of like life. You know, the first few times you do it, it seems absolutely so hard. But we want easy to show up as an easy button. We want easy to show up as an escalator. We want easy to show up as an elevator. But the reality is, sometimes it's more than a push of a button. Sometimes you need to push your own buttons, and you need to step up, and you need to step forward, and you need to keep walking. Even when it feels hard. Because we all say, yeah, we desire easy. But if that's really the truth, and you can honestly say to me today, yes, Dr. Shannon, I desire easy. Raise your hand. I want to see you. No matter where you are right now, raise your hand. If that's you and you really desire easy, then I'm going to challenge you today. Because the only way to get to easy is through hard. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do hard to get to easy? Seriously, but you have to go through hard. I didn't say stay in hard. I said go through hard to get to easy. So you know how much I love a great acronym. So I'm going to give you 4 things that you can do on how to get to easy. The first one, think about excellence. The last couple of days we've been talking about this. We are what we repeatedly do. Aristotle's quote saying that excellence then is not an act, it's a habit. Excellence. What is excellence for you? You know, I love the word. It says that love is the most excellent way. So I made that decision a long time ago. I said, you know what? I'm going to choose the path of love because it's the most excellent way. But guess what? Sometimes the most excellent way isn't the easiest. As you know, love is not easy. It's a choice. It's a commitment. It's all those things. It's work. It's creative expression. It's hard work sometimes. But the true essence of love, I believe God is love. The true essence of love is the most creative power that we have. It's the most excellent way. So if you want to get to easy, you must be willing to commit to excellence, not as an act, but as a habit, a consistent habit. Next, I want you to think about and, that word and. So often I'll say to my coaching clients, stop with the or thinking. I want you to start thinking about and thinking. What would your life look like if you were an and thinker? You stopped thinking about it has to be this way or that way, but instead you started looking at it can be this and this. Imagine if you could have it all. Now, I didn't say everything, but I said have it all. What would that look like for you to have and? To no longer be thinking about compromise, to no longer be thinking about give and take, but instead you shared. And is a share word. And is a care word. Caring for yourself and the desires of your heart so that you are then able to care for your desires and you're able to care for those in your life that you love. Think about this. And it's not either or, but it's and. It's exponential thinking. Either or is like saying one or the other, or even maybe 1 + 1 = 2. And thinking is exponential. It's 1 and 1 coming together and equaling 11. Also think about this, excellent and successful. Think about success. What would that look like for you? In order to get to easy, you have to be willing to look at how you define success and say whatever that is for you, are you committed to creating it? Because living successfully is a lot easier than it is hard. Try being unsuccessful. Try being in a state of lack, poverty, need. That's hard. A state of dis-ease. That's hard. Success is easy. But in order to get there, you got to be willing to do the work. The hard work sometimes. You have to be willing to go through hard. Because you know what? If success was that easy, everyone would be doing it. Last but not least, you. Think about easy as an excellent and successful you. You. Are you being you? If you want to get to easy, stop being everyone else. Stop trying to be like everyone else. Stop trying to be successful. Stop trying to be excellent. And be you, fully expressed. Commit to that today. Commit to your easy and getting through, going through, growing through the hard to create easy. Because if you commit to doing hard well, and to do it and get through it, not stay in hard, but grow through hard, your hard will become easy. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that was easy. And then you commit to another hard. Stop running from hard and begin running to easy. But in order to do that, you must be willing to run hard. I sure hope this helps you today. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Take a look at your life and the area that right now feels the most hard and the area that you desire easy. And absolutely focus on easy and say the only way to get there is through the hard. Stop staying in the hard. Keep going through the hard. And you, my dear, will get to easy. Write that down. Commit to it today and take at least one step. That first step is always the hardest. Take it today, my friend, and you will get to an excellent and successful you. Thank you so much for being here, and I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. And invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.